Well, this morning we're not having a sermon, we're having two sermonettes, all right? So I'm going to be looking, first of all, at looking back at what God has done. And then Pastor Jonathan will be looking at looking forward at God will do, what God will do. And so I can't help but, as I think about what God has been doing here and in my own personal life, immediately as we started planning this particular portion of our script of our service with the devotionals, I thought immediately of two passages of Scripture. One of them is in Lamentations 3, and the other is in Philippians chapter 4. If you have the Blue Bibles, it's page 584. If you have your own Bible, it's after the book of Isaiah and Jeremiah. All right, the books of Isaiah and Jeremiah. But let's imagine for just a moment that you're living, you're from the city of Chicago, you're living in Chicago, and all of a sudden outside forces come in and destroy the city of Chicago and take all your family and all your friends off to another country where they are then servants in that country. Devastation. People that have been killed. The city is in ruins. Sounds like Armageddon, doesn't it? This is really what happened to the city of Jerusalem back in 586 BC. And here Jeremiah, he is writing about and lamenting about the fact that his city that he loved is destroyed. You can imagine all of the pain that the ruins around him reminded him of. And so he writes in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 through 24, some encouraging words in the midst of all this bitterness that's happening. Follow along as I read. It says here, beginning with verse 19, I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Whether a nation, a church, or as individuals, we all experience difficulties in our life. We have gone through the bitterness of these experiences. However, in the midst of the darkness, there is hope when we recall the faithfulness of our God. I couldn't help but think about that yesterday. I had the joy of officiating at a wedding at Lincoln Park Zoo. A very different venue. And no, it was not joining together two lions or something like that, all right? There were two individuals, a young couple that I had gone through premarriage counseling with, and they were married in a beautiful banquet hall right down there in Lincoln Park Zoo. Leading up to that ceremony, I prayed that God would somehow use me beyond just the opportunity to speak to everyone, but to be able to speak to individuals during the night, because it's quite a long time that you spend there with each other. And you know, God answered my prayer, and time after time after time, before the meal, during the meal, after the meal, people, just opportunities came my way, and I was able to share about Jesus Christ with them. The young man that was sitting next to me during the whole festivities, he was a captive audience. And so I had some wonderful opportunities to talk to him. But he began telling me about his life and some of the challenges that were going on and had taken place. And he says, it's amazing to me all along the way, God kept just kind of working in my heart and pointing me in certain directions. And I didn't know what it was. What do you think that was, Pastor Mark? And so I just began talking about this with him and encouraging him that in the midst of the dark times in his life, that God was reminding him that he was there, bringing people his way. And he said, do you think even tonight you sitting next to me is a part of that? I said, it could be. And so we got each other's phone number. We're going to be meeting together in the future for lunch and maybe spending a Sunday together where he invites his family up here to our church services. But I was just reminded again of God's faithfulness in the midst of great pain in that family, still how God has been reminding him, this young man, that he needs Jesus Christ in his life. The second passage of Scripture I want to refer to is found in Philippians 4, verses 5 through 19. And there, in the midst of Paul commending the church at Philippi for their financial needs that he had that they had met through the church of Philippi. They had sent gifts to him over and over again. In the midst of their generosity, Paul gives a wonderful promise. Look at verses 15 through 19, Philippians 4. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out for Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I am looking for a gift from you, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment and even more, and I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And here's the promise in the midst of this church that had sacrificially given to Paul's ministry. He says this, "My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." That verse has been the testimony of our church. And I want to give through pictures just kind of a reminder of what God has done here so that this morning you can reflect on his faithfulness to us. Life Baptist Church started back in 1997 in our home. We had to start reaching out and saying, we need to begin somewhere. And God brought a family our way, and we began meeting. But you know, a basement only holds so many people. And so when we had about 15 people, we said, we've got to go to public services. But I remember sitting there with a group of 15 individuals saying, God, we've got to get equipment. We've got to get sound equipment. We've got to get a backdrop so it looks better in the meeting place that we're going to meet in. We've got to have chairs to sit in. And so we began praying. It was an overwhelming thing to think about, coming up with thousands of dollars for a sound system and chairs and a trailer to put the stuff in and toys for the kids in the nursery and then try to figure out a place. Well, God wonderfully provided a place for us, Children's World Daycare Center on Acorn Avenue in Lake in the Hills. Maybe you've gone to the theater in Lake in the Hills. This is the place right in front of it. Changed color, but it's the same place. And we would go in every week and we would clear out several rooms and come in with our stuff and start meeting there. And we did that for 6 months. We were the church in the trailer. But it gets old after a while. And we knew in order to grow, we had to go someplace else. And we began praying again, God, please open up something for us. We need more space for our kids. Great kids facility. I mean, we had all kinds of rooms for that. But still, we needed a place where we could have maybe call our own. But again, it was a stretch. We could handle the rent there for a couple hours, but to go to another place, we found another place near the airport in Lake in the Hills. I said to say now it's a doggy daycare or something like that. I don't know what it is now, shampoo place or something for dogs. But you know what? We went into this building and we started renovating it. And some of you may remember this building and how we went in and put our own sign over an existing sign and started renovating that building. And it was an interesting building to renovate. And we didn't have to do a whole lot, but we did some. One of the frustrating things about the place is the bathrooms were right off the auditorium. And there were no secrets during the service. It was not a good situation. But one day, the police officer came into our building there as we were meeting, and I was studying. And he said, I'm serving the church a summons. And I'm saying, what in the world is that? Well, to make a long story short, we were paying our landlord, a businessman, but he was not paying the bank. And the bank didn't like that. And so we knew we better find a place, or one Sunday morning they would come and say, you're out of here, no longer can meet here. And so we looked to a new place, and God opened a place near Jeff's Auto, right here in this building, in the very place that we're in here. But you know what? It didn't always look this way. In fact, this is what the room first looked like when we came in. And I remember saying, guys, look at the opportunity. Look at the potential of this room. And they looked at the stuff, and they looked at the scene, and they said, you have got to be crazy. But we did it anyway. It was a huge stretch for us in our financial commitment. But God did some special things. And this is now after. This was 2007. This was the area over there. As you look, coming in the front door, looking at that way, that's what it looked like. And that's what it looked like back in 2007. So it even looks a little different today. This is what the front over here looked like, a huge paint booth. And then we ended up framing up that whole wall. We called it the North Wall, the Great Wall, we called it. And then we had the wonderful opportunity to see how it all came together. The teen room up to my left, that's the way it looked. As you notice there, there was no wall here at all. It was just a stairway coming down in this picture. And so we had to finish off that wall and put all that wall there between the foyer and this room. Quite a change. We had to make it look a little more like, not a cattle gathering inside, you know, going inside the building, but we had to make it look a little with more of an entrance there. And so that was kind of fun to see how that all came together. And then in 2007, 2008, we were running out of space. What do we do next? God wonderfully opened up another space on the other side, which is now where our gymnasium and nursery and fellowship hall are. It was called the Hobbit. The business was the Hobbit. And so huge thing for us to think about, going full-time for me as a missionary, resigning from our mission and being supported by the church full-time, and then also purchasing an additional side plus this part. So we had to start making a way to make it look like we knew what we were doing and needed a hallway, and we started making the hallway. We had the chairs delivered, and that was a fun event as well. New chairs, away from those old folding chairs. It was wonderful to see what God had done. But again, we had this whole new area that we had to renovate. This is how it looked like when we went in there checking into that side. And here's what it looked like. Very, very different. Our nursery looks a little different today than what it did back then. Grungy, dirty, slimy. You know, it was just awful. But that's what it looked like. God worked through using people with their gifts and abilities to make it all take shape and to turn into what we have today. There was the back door. You'd come in the back door, and that's what it was. But we praise God for his faithfulness. We must remember what God has done. Because what it does is it encourages us as we move forward, facing the hurdles of the day ahead of us. We need to look back and say, God, thank you for your faithfulness. And I hope each one of us this season will be able to look back personally and see all the good things God has done.